Good afternoon, good evening. This is Jan Goodman. I'm the chair of the Pacifica National Board Personnel Committee, and this is an open meeting of the Personnel Committee. And I would like to take roll. Mosquito Washington from WPFW in Washington, D.C. Alex Steinberg, I believe that he has asked for excused absence. He is out of the country. And Robin Collier, affiliate director, New Mexico. And Adrian LaViolette from Houston, WKPFT. I can't hear you. Are you on mute, Adrian?
I'm here. Okay. Sorry.
Okay. Great. Jan Goodman here from KPFK. And Sabrina Jacobs from KPFA. Could somebody offline call or text Sabrina and just remind her about the meeting, please?
I just did. Done.
Oh, great. Okay. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4 out of 6 people on this committee, so we have quorum. Don Goldmacher, are you here?
I still am here.
He's our you're our secretary, and Grace Aaron, our chair, the chair of the PNB. Are you here?
Yes.
Okay. All right, good. Okay, and Bill Crozier is streaming this meeting. Okay, so we have essentially 3 things on, maybe we'll call it 4 things on the agenda. So one is we have our evaluation survey, status of our evaluation survey. 2 is, this is the executive director evaluation survey status. And maybe a subhead under that is the SurveyMonkey price quote and items that Adrian LaViolette sent to everyone. Then we have the process that we are going to follow, process for obtaining an interim CFO, and also permanent CFO. And in, under that, we have a conversation, maybe an interview with Tamara. What's Tamara's last name, Grace? Take yourself off mute.
Swiderski.
And everybody here should have that. Should we have that interview in the executive session?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, I was thinking that. Okay, so So we're going to go through the first three things, and then the interview will be, we'll go into executive session. Does anybody have anything else they want to put on the agenda? Okay, great. So, I think that, let's start, I think, with the SurveyMonkey discussion because, so I had a discussion, we'll back up. I had a discussion as we discussed with our human resources attorney about the survey. And her comment was basically, as long as what we do is what we normally do, she thought it was appropriate. So, and then we had a discussion about the fact that I don't think we've evaluated an executive director in my recent memory for sure. But I said that the kind of a survey we're doing is what in at KPFK we have done for our general manager and maybe program directors in the past. So that was basically the gist of the conversation, and I sent her a copy of it, of the evaluation, and she thought it was fine. Are the proposed, you know, questions. So, I think, does anybody have any questions about that? Okay. So that answers the question about, is this appropriate, what we were planning on doing. And so then the next issue is the Survey Monkey idea of conducting this survey via Survey Monkey. And Adrian volunteered at the last meeting to obtain information about Survey Monkey and the prices. And she sent that to all of us. Have you all seen that link and opened it up? Or if you haven't, can you do that now?
I didn't receive that. I don't. This is Robin. Yeah.
Okay, Robin, you should have it by now. I forwarded it to you. If you don't have it, tell me.
I see it now. I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's okay. I mean, I just sent it. I didn't realize you hadn't received it. So, there's two pages. If you look, I didn't actually realize there was a second set of prices. So on the first page, it says, compare our full set of features. And then it says individual plans and team plans. So the one that said best value as is an individual plan, I did not realize it was individual, and maybe we might want to get a team plan. So that if you have an individual doing this, it's basic. It's $32 a month, but you have to pay it in one lump sum of $384. And I was thinking, wow, that's great. We can have, you know, all of Pacifica doing all of our surveys for, you know, $384 for, that's fabulous. And I was all ready to recommend it. Then I see that that is an individual plan and not a, you know, it would have to be the same person doing this, which could be, you know, if we had the secretary of Pacifica being the person who does the surveys, that would, you know, could work. You know, I don't know if we want to do that or not. Then,
Jan,
Yes.
Before you go down a wrong path, if you look, I think you're looking at the standard plan. Sorry, you're looking at the Advantage plan. Sorry, I think you should be looking at the standard plan.
You know what? Since you looked at this very carefully, why don't you discuss this SurveyMonkey and what your evaluation was, Adrian?
Give me 2 seconds while I put up. Hold on. I'm just going to pull it up.
Okay, sure.
Okay, while it's coming up, let me just, okay, here we go. All right, so the standard plan, I guess you don't want the basic plan because
okay, wait a minute, before you go forward,
right.
Let's make sure everybody's on the same page, because if you click on things and you go to a different page, and I have done that. So what page are you looking at? So we can all be on literally the same page.
I'm just looking at the individual plans right now because I figured we could go through an individual, because the visibility into the surveys can be hundreds of people. So if you're just looking at getting someone to push through the process, then you could just do an individual plan, and then plenty of people could have access to the data. So I'm looking at the individual best value. The standard. And the standard can be built.
On the top page, it says choose a plan that works for you.
It says compare our full set of features, individual plans. Yeah, use the link that's in the email.
Okay,
it's more detailed. Okay, so then that should take you to the page that says compare our full set of features, individual plans.
Okay, you know what? I'm a different page than that, so hold on.
Are you on team plan?
I was on individual plan, but let me, you know, I'm going to go back and follow that link, and hopefully that'll get me back in the same place as you are. Compare our full set of features. Okay, now I'm, okay. All right, is everybody on that page? That the headline is compare our full set of features?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, if you're not, speak up. Okay, all right, go ahead, Adrian.
So initially I was thinking, oh, great, we can do a free plan, but the free plan I don't think offers what we need. It has a 10-question limit, as you can see, a 3-collector limit, you're unable to transfer. Yeah, so the standard plan seems to be something that could be appropriate to us. The only question I would have left to answer is, can we maybe just do a couple months and then drop out? It seems to me that we can, and not keep it at $37 a month forever if we don't need it. Although I don't know what the needs for Pacifica would be. Maybe it would be a good thing to keep it. But anyway, so with the standard plan, you have an unlimited number of collectors, unlimited questions. You can filter through, you can set filters through if you want to search based on, well, you can, you know, fill in the blank on any filter you want. And the basic plan doesn't have that. Let's see, what else did I find that was interesting?
Excuse me, can I intervene here?
You can Yeah, you can download. The main thing, too, is that you can download your results and print your reports.
So I was looking at these items, and, I mean, I was comparing the standard and the advantage. So the advantage, they're basically cost more or less the same, $32 versus $37. The advantage is a little less expensive, but you have to pay $384 in one lump sum. So, but among the things that offers is recurring surveys, and that is something that we definitely want because, you know, we're going to want to be able to evaluate people over time. This is not, you know, we have to get into that habit of annual surveys of whoever we're doing. So that is that's a feature that we want. And I think for $384 a year, it's going to be, so all those features starting at recurring surveys, accept payments, well, we don't need to accept payments. I'm not sure about kiosk mode, what that is, but additional user accounts. I see. Anyway.
Jan?
It's like it's worth having the paying in one lump sum. Did
Jan?
Somebody ask?
Yeah, Jan, it's great.
Yes,
two quick things. First of all, I just sent an email to Annual, our general manager, because I think that we probably have a subscription to SurveyMonkey to see if this can be done under the KPFK subscription.
Oh, great.
The other thing is Bill Crozier just sent us a link to be able to get a nonprofit discount.
Cool. Great, excellent. Okay.
This is Maskila. Can I speak to this,
Maskila,
please? Yeah, if we use KPFK, would that be confidential? Because that's what we need. We need confidentiality.
Yes, we can.
Can I respond? Yeah,
yes.
There might be another problem with using a KPFK SurveyMonkey in that it might say, be labeled as KPFK, so possibly it wouldn't be a good idea. But
yeah,
I'm just mentioning
we don't need
it.
That. So, yeah, the national office could use its own, I think.
Yeah, let's see what it says. I mean, in my little fantasy world when I was looking at this, I thought, oh, if we have a national office, the national office could use it, and if KPFK needs to use it, it could use it. If, you know, KPFT, WPFW, whatever, could use it. But that, I think you might have to have a team thing as opposed to an individual, unless it's all done through, you know, like one person, like the secretary could be the conduit, the technical conduit. And Adrian, did you say that other people can have access? It's just theoretically one person who runs it?
It's my understanding that three other people can collect the data, depending on. No, wait. Oh, wait. Hold on. Standard is unlimited. And I was hoping for the basics, and my mind is geared toward the basics, so forget about that. Standard is unlimited, and Advantage is unlimited as well. Advantage, you're right. I mean, it's so much better, but I didn't know if Pacifica wanted to spend the money on it or not.
It's such a minimal amount difference.
Robin to the stack.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Robin to the stack.
Okay. Robin,
I mean, all you would have to do is not do a survey once a year and you'd save money by using the standard. I mean,
yeah.
How many surveys are we
going to
do? Just pay for the month you're going to use it. And,
well,
you know, you need
to
use it three times in a year, but you're going to pay three times 37. It seems ridiculous to pay $384 when we don't really have any plan specifically to do all these surveys. I mean,
well, we do have a plan. We need to do an annual evaluation of both our, and you may be right, we have to kind of figure this out, but we definitely need to do, you know, this evaluation of the ED and then the annual evaluation and need to do annual evaluations all the time. We're going to need to do a short-term evaluation of a CFO and then an annual evaluation. So we're now up to four. And if other stations, you know, GMs, need to be doing these surveys,
why don't we just do this one time, see how it works, and then if you think that it's necessary to do an annual plan, do that. I mean, to me, it seems crazy to commit ourselves to a year when we don't.
Excuse me. I wish you would stop characterizing people as ridiculous and crazy. You know? We're not that.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So we can decide that. Let me ask you this, Grace.
Yes.
What time is our person supposed to be on the phone? I just want to know what time we need to be prepared to be in executive session.
Oh, did you hear me? 25 minutes.
No, I did not hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking to a mute phone. 25 minutes at 8:30 Eastern Time, 5:30 Pacific Time.
Okay. So let's talk like 10 more minutes about this. Well, I would envision that we would need to do this. Oh, and let me ask you if anybody knows. I don't know how hard this is to set up, but we're going to set it up and do one, you know, do a survey of the executive director now and then one, you know, in September probably. Is there any advantage to being able to have one account so that you can use the same survey? Or how hard is it to reconstruct a survey?
Can I say something, Dan?
Yes.
You're probably going to be evaluating on different criteria, so, I mean, there might be some overlap, but year after year, you can change it.
I understand. I want to know how much, you know, in the survey as it stands, there were, I don't know how many questions, there were like maybe 40 questions. I didn't count up. They could be plus or minus quite a few. My question is, would we have to re-input the whole thing? And then we can obviously tweak it, but is that easy to do? And you have to set up who you're sending it to and all that kind of thing. Is that easy to do? Or is it not easy to do? And if anybody has any experience with this, please chime in.
You have to have Advantage to do a file upload. You'd have to have Advantage to do a file upload.
Oh, to do a file upload? Okay.
Jen, this is Donald. Mm-hmm. I find this discussion problematic. I think really this kind of discussion should be had offline so that whoever's doing the research on this can come in with all the answers prepared rather than us trying to sift through this during a personnel committee meeting.
I was very torn on the very subject because I'm, you know, on the one hand sort of anxious to just go to the next step.
Yes, I am too.
I think Adrian just kind of answered the question, saying that in order to do an upload, you have to have the advantage. That kind of feels it to me, if that's the case. So maybe we can work on this offline, Adrian. Is there anybody else who would like to work on this, just getting the details of this firmed up, like what we want to use and which one will work?
Adrian, I don't mind working with you.
Okay, great. Okay,
if you send all the questions and Ms. Gila and I can work together on it, that sounds great. I just don't know what all your questions are, and I can answer them if you give me 2 seconds each time just to locate the answer. It's right in front of, it's on here, you know, most of the time. But John's right. We can probably work together and get you something much more concise.
Okay, cool. So why don't we do this? Last week we came up with the questions and who we wanted to ask, and I delegate this to you, Adrian and Maskila, to, you know, there just doesn't seem to be that big of a difference in terms of cost. I mean, certainly there's a difference, you know, doing it three times or doing it, I mean, paying 3 months' worth, which would be $90, or paying $384. Certainly that's a difference. But for you guys to weigh it out, figure out, you know, what the alternatives are, and come back next week with the survey, I would be prepared to upload it. And I don't know if SurveyMonkey allows you to, like, put it together and then decide which plan you want to use it, but I would really like the committee to delegate all of that to you, so that, assuming that the PNB delegates this to us, that we can just, you know, roll with it and get it done starting on Thursday. All of that makes sense? Or is it too...
Well, Jan, here's... Can I have the
yes,
can I be
yes,
on the staff with Adrian?
Go ahead.
There's not that much difference between the standard and advantage, and depending on what you want... that's just it. Maskila and I would need to know what your needs are, not only for this one survey, but overall, to be able to assess whether, hold on, there's an airplane coming, to be able to assess whether you would want to go with the advantage straight away or do the standard. Between the two, there's just not, I mean, if you're talking about uploading 40 questions, as opposed to, you know, it wouldn't take that long to just upload the questions and to cut and paste, basically, and to go with standard. If standard is what you want to go with, there isn't really that much difference. Does that make sense? Except for the fact that
you know what? I don't have a preconceived, like, I want to go with this one or I want to go with this one. I think it's important to look at, well, first of all, we're going to need to do at least four. We should be prepared to do at least four out of the national office. Okay?
Can I make a suggestion?
Year. Pardon?
Can I make a suggestion? I'm going to piggyback off of what Robin said. Why don't we just try the standard, see if it works out for us, for our needs. If we want to then transfer to the advantage for whatever reason, we'll be able to work out the kinks and figure out what worked and what didn't work, and then upgrade smoothly into advantage. Does that
you
make
know what?
Sense?
No, as a matter of fact, actually, I'm looking at this, and it says recurring surveys. We're definitely going to do recurring surveys, and recurring surveys is something that's included in the advantage and not in the standard. And for the for the difference in cost, I think we should go with the Advantage.
Awesome.
Because it is recurring. That's my...
And then
maybe could we sign up for the basic, apply for nonprofit?
Oh, yeah.
And then,
yes. Yes,
right,
absolutely.
So we could do that. Sign up for the basic, apply for nonprofit, and then follow through with that.
Yeah, but I would say, look, I mean, there's a couple of things that are different here. One of them is prioritized email. I'm just looking at the difference. Sorry, Don, you were totally right, but prioritize email support you get with the Advantage and not with Standard. I mean, the difference between being able to do what you want to do and not have to wait for, like, 4 days or whatever it could be is, you know, and getting an answer within 1 hour. You know, this is a multi-million dollar media organization. We're trying to get things done. I'm not for throwing away money, but we're talking about $384. I think let's just go with that. This has some very clear advantages for us. So let's do the Advantage, okay?
Great. I have a question.
Yes.
Who's responsible for signing us up then for the nonprofit?
Okay.
At all.
So why don't we, I mean, that is something that I don't know the technical answer to. I think, first of all, we're going to have to get permission from the PNB or from probably from Maxi, you know, to the executive directors to sign, you know, this is not, I don't think this is something the PNB should be making a decision about, whether or not to spend $384. It's a crazy use of their time. We can barely get through the agendas. So
one last thing.
Yes.
The process is laid out in SurveyMonkey for applying for nonprofit, and the process is that you sign up for basic and then you apply for not-for-profit discounts. And then they slide you into your, in this case, Advantage, when you get the,
okay.
So that's the process. That's
I'm delegating all of that to you and Muscula. Is that okay?
Yep, thanks.
Okay, we don't have to discuss this. But I will say, this is my opinion, that we need the things that the Advantage offers. So it's worth it. Okay. All right. Is there, you know what, I'm going to make a motion to that effect. I move that we request from the national office, from the executive director, the support of the use of SurveyMonkey and using the Advantage level of support of a plan. Is there a second for this motion?
Second. My last second.
Okay. Is there any opposition? Okay. So without opposition, that will be our plan. Okay. Thank you. Don, are you taking notes of that?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Okay. I just want to make sure. Okay. So, and take note that Muscula and Adrian are going to...
It was done already.
Yeah, figure out how to do this. Okay. So, on to the next item. Process for obtaining an interim CFO and a permanent CFO. So we're giving everybody, in the last meeting, we're giving everybody the opportunity to figure out if there was an alternative. We had the option from last week of having a recommendation from Nita for somebody for an interim CFO.
Jan, point of procedure?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Donald. I think before moving on to the CFO conversation, we should spend a few minutes understanding where exactly we are in getting an evaluation done of Mr. Jackson and what the time frame is to get that done.
Okay. Thank you. I think that's a good suggestion. So where we are is last week we went over the questions that we wanted to ask. We had the basic questions from the board cafe, and then we added some additional questions, and those are the questions that we were going to use on the survey. Do we need to go over that again? I don't think so. Anybody feel the need to go over that again? We decided we wanted to do a survey, and exactly how we were going to do it and how we were going to anonymize it. There's a suggestion from Adrian that we use SurveyMonkey. I don't think that we actually have agreed to use SurveyMonkey. We just agreed to use that price. So I would entertain a motion that we use SurveyMonkey to conduct the survey. It's a little bit different from the last question.
So moved.
Okay, and is there a second?
I don't know if
second,
I can move a motion.
Seconds.
Oh, hello,
Sabrina,
welcome, second. Sabrina. Okay. Oh,
I've been here.
Well, you got to speak up, you know? We got to put you down as here. Okay, great.
Hi.
Thank you.
Here.
Okay, and is there any opposition to using SurveyMonkey to do the evaluation? Okay, so without opposition, we now are going to be using SurveyMonkey. We're going to use the Advantage plan. So I think that what I would hope is that by next week we can actually have the SurveyMonkey survey. Okay, the next thing we have to do, I think technically, is to get permission from the PNB or direction from the PNB to do this, and I think what we also wanted to do is to do a motion to make it so that we don't have to keep going back to the PNB, that the PNB will delegate to us these personnel matters, and that we can check back with them. And but meanwhile, we'll get permission or have the PNB delegate this task to us and on Thursday, and then hopefully by our next meeting, we'll have the we'll be ready to launch the SurveyMonkey evaluation. And does that seem like a reasonable timeline for Adrian and Maskila to just work on this and have it ready for next week? That seem like a attainable goal?
This is Maskila. I will talk. Let's talk. Adrian and I, let's talk. And see whether or not that's possible. I would like for it to be possible, but I think there are some things that we need to check on first. What do you say, Adrian?
I concur. We should be able to have counts set up. I don't see any roadblocks to that, but you never know. Yeah.
This will be our goal. You know, if it can't happen this week, maybe it'll be next week. But have that as our goal, to have it ready to launch. And then the question is, in my mind, how much time should the, you know, how much time should it be out there for people to answer? And my basic premise is that filling it out is going to take between a half an hour and an hour, for, you know, for most, the majority of people. If we give people 3 months to do it, it will be on the last 2 days of the 3 months. If we give people 3 weeks to do it, it'll be on the last 2 days of the 3 weeks. And if we give people a week to do it, it'll be the last 2 days of the week. That's my general perception of how people fill out surveys. Some, you know, you'll have some people do it right away, and then you'll have, you know, maybe a majority doing it at the last minute, no matter how far away that last minute is.
Jen, this is Donald. Just a couple of things. Number one, in terms of who has legal authority to conduct such an evaluation, it's typically in a nonprofit. It's either the offices of the board of directors or it's the personnel committee. So I think once we get clear with the PNB that the personnel committee is conducting the evaluation, we should not have to go back to them over and over again for anything on this. Okay, so that's point number one. Point number two is I think three of our stations are in fund drive mode right now. So we might not get the full attention of the GMs and the business managers. So we may have to give them a 3 week window to fill it out. And the third point I want to make is who is going to sit over and preside over this process so that we make sure that these SurveyMonkey forms are in the hands of the people filling them out and who is going to receive those SurveyMonkey forms. Will it be several people from this personnel committee?
Okay. So who's going to be in charge of how did you phrase that? Making sure that
The appropriate people that we identify who are supposed to receive this SurveyMonkey form actually get it and fill it out by the deadline date and then collect that data so that it's anonymous and people don't have complaints, oh, well, somebody looked at it or shouldn't look at it, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
Jan, can I say something?
Yes.
You can – SurveyMonkey sets that all up and you can monitor it.
I'm sorry, say that again. Speak up a tiny bit. I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry, I was on mute. SurveyMonkey allows you to monitor all of that and anonymize it.
Will SurveyMonkey anonymize it itself?
If you select the option.
This is Grace.
Yes, Grace.
Now, we only have a minute or two left, but I put together a little motion for the PNB for Thursday night. I think it's appropriate for open session. So can I read it in case,
yes.
At least have it as a concept?
Sure.
Personnel Committee motion for open session of May 9th, 2019, where it is necessary to move forward with the initial performance evaluation of Pacifica ED Maxie Jackson III, and where it is most fair to Mr. Jackson and to the Foundation to conduct this evaluation thoroughly and rapidly. Therefore, the PMB gives the Personnel Committee the authority to design and conduct an evaluation procedure. Further, this procedure will include a survey using SurveyMonkey at the cost of of up to $400 for that service.
Okay. Sounds good. Does anybody want to second that motion?
Second, Sabrina.
Okay. Is there any opposition to the motion? Okay. So, Grace, would you both send that to Bill and to all of the members of the personnel committee, and actually, I guess, of the E&B also?
Well, okay. Let me send it to you all first, okay?
Okay.
And, all right, yeah, it's approved, so good.
Jan, that motion should go from you as the chair.
Yeah, from the committee, not from me.
All right.
Certainly.
Yeah. Okay, send it to all of us, and I will forward it.
Great. I'm sending it now.
I'm a little too democratic.
Okay.
All right. But Mascula, thank you. I think you're correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I'm sending it now. Yeah, can I call Tamara now? It's time to call her.
Yes. Okay. So I think we have to get off of this and get on to the executive committee, the executive session line for this next section.
Okay. Who will call her and put her on the call?
Why don't you call her, because you have her number.
Okay, and also, I just sent everyone on this committee her resume again, so you have it right there handy.
Great, thank you so much. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to call her to the closed session number.
Before you call her, we need to have a little bit of a discussion, so everybody should go on the executive session line, and then we're going to have a little discussion, and then you're going to call her. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Great. Thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, everybody. See you in a few minutes.